It's a privilege for me to be able to introduce our next speaker, Charlie Simmons. And the reason for that is he is one of the people who stayed in the party to fight. I left. A lot of people like me left. But equally, a lot of people stayed to carry on. And it's these people who've made it possible for people like me to come back. So I'd like you to think about how important that is to recognise and acknowledge and respect the work that people like Charlie Simmons has done.
Well, thanks very much, that's very generous. Yeah, I've been a member of the Labour Party for 52 years. Ex-miner, ex-steel worker, and the actions of the majority of the Parliamentary Labour Party have been outrageous, as we all know. Their message to such as me is, no, Charlie, you just carry on delivering the leaflets, knocking on the doors. We'll decide who the leader is. Well, they're not having it. Make no mistake, this is not simply an attack on Corbyn. It's an attack on democracy within our party. It's an attack by the establishment of the party to silence a voice which is saying we're sick to death. We're sick to death of the growing inequality in our society. The coup was planned, as we know, for months. They were simply waiting for a pretext. It enabled them to orchestrate, do you remember Monday and Tuesday, that tortuous parade of Labour MP after Labour MP diving into the Westminster TV studios to attack and undermine Corbyn. It dominated the news morning, noon and night for 2 days, taking the heat off the Tories. They knew all along that he wouldn't resign. Why would he, when he's so popular with the membership? He has a massive mandate which must demand respect. As for the PLP vote of no confidence, what a joke. Don't let anybody tell you that Jeremy Corbyn lost the confidence of the Parliamentary Labour Party. You can't lose something that was never given. And all this at a time when the Tories were at their weakest and split. What did they do? What did they do? They chose not to attack the Tories, but to attack the democratic elected leader of our party. I'll finish on this. It's also an attack on the ideas that Jeremy and others have brought forward. Ideas such as ending austerity, investing in the infrastructure, building more houses, earning a decent living wage, and ending zero-hour contracts and insecure employment. Support Corbyn. We are the many, they are the few. Thanks for listening.